You are listening to Artisan Adventures with FGG Designs. Join us on our journey as we explore the different worlds of wood carving, ring making, knife making, photography, pyrography, leathercraft, crochet, and paper art. This is episode number 4. What is podcasting? Today we want to help our listeners understand what podcasting is and help you decide whether podcasting is something you want to be involved in. We have divided today's episode into multiple segments. First, what is podcasting? Second, why we decided to podcast? And third, should you podcast? Our first segment is, what is a podcast? And we're going to be looking at 3 points: the definition and the origins and how we see podcasting. Today, we're here with 3 of us. That's Sean, Elizabeth, and myself.
Hi.
The rest of the family is still fine. We haven't been, you know, getting rid of them each podcast. Right.
They'll be back in our next episode. But this was just an episode limited to the term and the idea behind podcasting. We just felt that we could do that with fewer. So the definition is defined on the internet, and I've just sort of paraphrased some thoughts here. Is it originated from the combination of the word iPod and broadcast. And as we know it, it's generally a file that is in audio format, but it can contain different styles and types of media. It is oftentimes downloaded, but it can also be streamed. And a version of a podcast that contains video would be either a video podcast or a vodcast. And it generally consists of a series of episodes and can be considered a downloadable radio program. The origins, interestingly enough, have roots in the countries that we have all come from. Its roots go back to early February 2004 and was coined by the Guardian columnist and BBC journalist Ben Hammersley, who was British. And so there's our British roots. The promotion and development of the concept, interestingly, had a Dutch connection. Adam Curry was an American who was living in the Netherlands back in that time, and he helped develop the RSS feed by which the podcasts are distributed and synchronized. And in June of 2005, Apple added formal podcast support to iTunes. Well, that was the quick definition and origins of podcasts. Now we get into how we see podcasting. What does podcasting mean to us? Well, why are we involved in podcasting?
Well, you kind of pretty much said what it was in the definition, but a podcast is basically, well, how I view a podcast is, it's basically a radio show that's not live. I mean, we're recording this live now as we speak, but it's not being aired right now.
Right.
It's pre-recorded. Yeah, pre-recorded, pre-thought out points that we just want to get across. It's easy for you to listen because you just have to listen. You don't have to read it. You don't have to watch it. It's just a way to express ourselves and what we do.
I think, expressing ourselves, that's sort of how I see it. A different form kind of really of a blog. We used to blog. We blogged in 2016, 2017, and we've now made the transition to podcasting, which personally, I think it's so far, I'm really enjoying it because you get to express the things that we would have written in our blog, but you get to express it in your own voice without the rules of grammar and all that. I mean, you have grammar that applies.
What's wrong with grandma's move?
But it's, I mean, you don't have the written grammar that sort of taking away almost the voice of you. And as a listener, you know, you're listening to us speak, you can tell who is who by even our voice. So for me, I love the idea of podcasting because we get to share what we would have put in our blogs anyways, but to just speak it to you as if we were having a conversation.
Right. And I think that will fairly quickly take us to the next segment, which does talk about why we decided to podcast. What is the impact of podcasting first and foremost, I'm on the road every day. I mean, well, in Southern California here, in traffic every day. I spend hours on the road. And I'm not the only one. There's many people that are in traffic. So this podcast will probably be a little shorter than the usual. But we decided to do this because we understand that maybe some of our listeners are asking, well, what is a podcast? And we know even some of us have wondered, what is a podcast? And so we've decided to help you listeners understand not only where the concept came from, but also where we're going with it, why we're using the podcast medium. In segment two, we want to talk about why we decided to podcast. And there are a number of different reasons. I think, you know, being someone that's in traffic all the time, I have time to listen to things. And I know that there are other people out there that are in the same boat. Being from Southern California, we have a lot of traffic here, and trips that should normally take 20 minutes take an hour, hour 15 minutes to do the same. So it gives us opportunity to listen. And for us that are out on the road, we utilize it in a number of different ways. And me personally, I like it to be a time of edification. So I will generally spend it listening to some messages, sermon messages that can help me develop spiritually, encourage me, and also teach me things that I can help pass on to my family and others around me. So that's one of the areas that I enjoy listening, is to online messages. But then there's also podcasts. And podcasts can be very informative, especially having the different areas of interest that I do. I love getting thoughts and ideas from other people who, like us, are learning and wanting to encourage their craft. But there's another reason why I think we have chosen to go this route, is because we have, over the last couple of years, been blogging, and blogging's great. You have an opportunity to express your thoughts, and like Elizabeth just said, it gives a more personal touch maybe for the listener. But when we live in an age where you know, everything's coming at us through our phones. And I understand maybe not all listeners out there have smartphones, but probably the majority of them do, especially if you are listening to our podcast, although obviously you can be doing that online. But we receive texts, emails, phone calls constantly. And it's a challenge, especially in the car, to not be involved with that constant input. And it's a choice that I think we all need to make for the safety of not only ourselves, but those around us. And this, again, is where I think podcasting has a great opportunity to actually contribute to the safety of people around us. Because instead of being tempted to read the latest blog that just popped up in my email, I can be listening to a podcast that's not affecting how I drive and my attention. I can be watching the road. I'm not looking at my phone. I can be listening. Like for years, we, you know, listen to the radio in the car, or we still, you know, at times listen to music.
That's a luxury for some.
Yeah.
And when we were living in England, my car radio didn't work. So for 2 years,
we listened to the road.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Oh, I wish I had podcasts back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we realized that podcasting can be to the listener's convenience, and not only to their convenience, but to their safety. So it's allowing us to utilize the time that people are on the road. And we also understand not everyone that's listening to this podcast is in a car, but you know, you could be someone that is working at home and have the opportunity to be listening throughout the day. Maybe it's something that you're trying to encourage your kids to get into, a new artisan craft, something that, you know, your 8-year-old is interested in doing, like leather craft, or maybe some wood carving or something like that. And you can be listening to this with your kids.
The beauty of podcasts as well is you can listen back to them. With the radio, once it's aired, it's once and for all gone.
Right.
But with these, you can listen back. So again, if you are driving and we say something that is profound or something that you need to learn, don't try and make notes
there.
Yeah, don't try and make notes while you're driving. Just, you know, wait till you're home and then go back to the podcast and listen to it again. You haven't got to be like, oh, what did you say? And then,
yeah. Right. That, I must say that's challenging for me at times because I am in the car so much of the time and I hear all these things and I want to jot things down. And, you know, our time is valuable and we can't always go back and redo these things. But at the same time, podcasting does allow us that opportunity if we really need to or want to. And as we get into, as we shared in our previous podcast, maybe how-tos, training, and things like that, introductions into the different arts and crafts, it's going to give you the opportunity to listen to those things and redo those with maybe even with someone else. Or if you hear something, you think, oh, that's so great, I want to let, you know, someone else hear that. You can pass it on. So that's one of the great things about podcasting. But there's, you know, one of the other things that I have, as I've been listening to podcasts, the interesting things that happens is you sort of develop a relationship with the podcaster. And I've heard a number of podcasters say, you know, someone came up to me at this event or convention or something like that, and they're talking to me like they've always known me, like they're my best friend. And one of the guys I can remember not so long ago said, oh, you know, this is so cool to experience this and to realize that you're actually, even though you don't know people, there's a relationship developing with these people.
Because it's as if you're just talking. I mean, it's as if we're talking to you. I mean, you know,
we are talking to you.
We are, exactly. But here, visually for us, right now in this moment, we're actually talking to each other. You know, I'm looking at Sean as I'm talking to him. I'm looking at Dad as I'm talking to him. But for you, as a listener, you're listening to this podcast and it's, you know, we're talking to you. Right. And that's also so how we want to portray things, is we want to come across like we're talking to you. Because otherwise it could feel like you're a third wheel in a party and you're just sort of listening in on a conversation. Whereas we want to make this personal because that's how you develop that relationship.
Which is why we chose to do the whole round table family, right, conversational type podcast.
We want you to be part of our conversation.
Yeah, it's not a lecture where we just teach you and talk at you. We want to be talking to you and interacting with you. That's why we open up with questions if we have questions.
We're your friends.
Right. Yeah. In reality, we're inviting you listeners into our family.
Yep.
And at times, I think, you know, you'll see that transparency, that openness. We choose to do that. We want you to be a part of this family, maybe in a different way. But we realize that, for one, I think our family has something to offer you as listeners. And if we didn't think so, we wouldn't be podcasting. So that's, I think, one of those areas that is a positive thing. But also, it's got to be a two-way street here. And this is where we want to encourage you listeners to give us feedback, ask questions. Yep. As we go forward, we don't want this just to be us talking to you. We want your feedback. We want you to talk back to us. We want you to give us input. We want you to ask questions so that when, and we'll, we'll let people know who we're talking to. When you guys ask questions, we'll use your name.
Permission.
Yeah, obviously, with permission. If you don't want that, we won't. But yeah, there's people out there that would love to hear from you, just like we would love to hear from you.
Ultimately, we want to help you. So if there's a question you have and we're not addressing that topic, then if you ask us the question, we can then address that topic.
Right.
We've had great feedback from when we were doing our blogs. You know, we heard many times of people that were reading them and we had no idea people were reading them. So I know there's probably listeners out there right now that we have no idea that you're listening.
Come say hey.
And yeah, come say hey. I mean, we love hearing who's reading, who's listening, and it's exciting to see how far this is going. I mean, we had people in England that I didn't think that they were listening. I didn't think they were reading. And then one Sunday, it does. One Sunday, they were like, oh, yeah, I read in your blog that this. I'm like, oh, you read a blog? Okay, cool. But that's, and we've had great feedback from that already. We've had people that have shared, oh, we've loved this part of the blog. We've loved when you shared this and we love when you share that. And that encourages us and that helps us also to, know what to say. I mean, we've had great feedback on Olive blogs, on the blogs, you know, about our dog and her exciting life here and her
adventures.
So, you know, we're hoping to somehow include that as well. I'm not quite sure how we can do that with audio, but we do want to include her because she's part of our family. And I mean, the amazing things and crazy things she does is just hilarious. But
she'll show up.
She'll show up sometime.
She will, I'm sure. Well, so over time, we'll be developing in that sense of relationship with our listeners, with you. And we're looking forward to that. It's a way that we can share our lives with you. We just look forward to how this is going to pan out because we're at the beginning here. Mm-hmm. And
also, if you ever were to, say, buy one of our products and you're one of our customers, we want you to feel like you know who you bought your product from, too.
Right.
So we're not just, you know, a company with a solid face. You know, we have an open communication with you. And if you have bought one of our products, it's just great to hear from you as well.
We want to be one of those companies that when you look online or when you research about us, if you research us, you will find what you need to know. Yeah, you will find us. I know that there's stories out there online, especially since we're more online based at this point. You know, you do some research about a product that you're interested in and you come across a website that has no information. It looks out of date. It looks whatever. And you're kind of thinking, what kind of people am I buying from? Whereas we don't want to give that impression. So through our podcasting, through our connections on social media, you know, we really want to bring across that idea of who we are. So when you buy, when you listen, when you read, you know exactly who you're listening to.
Right.
And yeah.
We are our live people who are making the products by hand.
Yep.
And we're the ones providing the customer service too. Yep. So this is us, and we want to communicate that through our podcast. We hope, you know, maybe there'll be an opportunity somewhere along the line to even meet some of you at some of the events that we'll be involved with. Well, so besides this being a listener's convenience and a safety aspect in one sense, and also the aspect of developing a relationship with our listeners, obviously, this is also an opportunity for us to promote and grow our business. With any business venture, there are many challenges. There are risks. There's a lot of effort that goes into developing a business. And there's a chance that it might not work. There's a chance that it might not provide for the needs that we as a family have. And we are obviously, first and foremost, very dependent on the Lord in this area. We recognize we are developing a business that has many challenges, especially because we're working with handmade products that are very time-consuming to make. And to be able to produce that in a profitable way is probably one of the biggest challenges that we have as a family and as a new business. So it's very important for us to promote the business as much as we can, to get our brand out there, help people understand our products, understand.
And how much better when we can passionately talk about it and not be limited by words on a paper.
Right. Absolutely.
And also, the fact that we do passionately talk about our craft and our products shows that we stand by them as well. Yes. You know, we're not like just something that's produced out of a factory and we're ashamed almost of it. This is something
we use them daily.
We use them. This is something we genuinely have made ourselves from scratch. And I think that's quite important as well, especially if you have had something that's been handmade. To have that connection with the person who made it, I think makes that item even more special. So for us to do this with a podcast and, you know, interact with you, then I think that it makes everything more special.
We're not promoting to sell. We're promoting to have a connection, I think, a relationship with you guys.
Like, we want to build relationships more than sales. I mean, obviously, we need to make sales, obviously. But if you think of a business that has great customer service and really interacts with their customers, you're more likely to want to go back to that business rather than just a big company that doesn't really care about their employees or about their customers.
Yeah.
You're more reluctant to buy one of their products. It may be cheaper, but you're more likely to want to buy something from someone who cares about what they do and about their customers.
And it brings it just back personal. I mean, if you know someone that has made something, mm-hmm. you're so much more likely to purchase from them than from someone that's maybe made this exact same thing, but you don't really know them. You don't really right. have a relationship with them. Right. So you want to support your friend, your family, whatever, because you know them, you have that relationship with them. And I think in the same way, we want to do that with you guys. We want to give you that
relationship.
That relationship, that look into our lives where we can establish that with you so that when you purchase something from us, you know kind of what you're getting. You know who it's coming from, where we stand, the fact that it has all been handmade, like has been mentioned, and you know the quality that you're getting, you know the people behind it, so that if something goes wrong or if you even want to promote it yourselves and say, hey, look, we got this from so-and-so, it's great. And you have that kind of connection. Whereas again, like what Sean said, I think if you buy something from a company that, well, you know, you don't really know the people, sure, maybe the product is great, but if you find that same product from someone, you know, you're so much more likely to promote that.
I mean, let's face it, you can go to Walmart and buy a wooden cooking spoon for like 50 cents to a dollar or something.
Yeah.
But it's not going to give you the same
satisfaction
as you would from getting some handcrafted. And if you have spent the money on a handcrafted product, we believe that you should get to know the people who also made it. That also helps.
Right.
That makes it special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. It's not made in a factory in China.
Yeah.
You know, en masse. And
it's all US made. We're from real locally sourced wood. And obviously that's just the spoons, but everything we made is from made in the US, made by us. And you get to know us as we make them.
Yeah.
Right. And well, you know, not to get too far off track here, but at times we will also talk about some of our vendors, because some of our vendors are just like us who are, you know, have their own little business and making their things. And I'm thinking very specifically right now, for instance, of the rings.
Yep, definitely.
Michael has found some great vendors that he's really thrilled with that are giving him materials that are amazing materials for him to make rings out of. And they're doing the same thing. They're getting their sources somewhere and combining those things with their craft to provide the material for us to do that with ours. So first and foremost, there is no question in my mind, we do want to develop that relationship with our clients. At the same time, we can't live or eventually live off of our products unless our client base grows and we have more and more people that are willing to buy products that might be considerably more expensive than something like, you know, what Sean mentioned, 50 cent spoon. But there's been a lot of work, effort that's gone into making these products, and we stand by those products. We want to be able to give a good warranty on those products and provide service many years to come.
Also, just to throw this in there, you know, we're very open to suggestions. If there's any sort of specific products that you've been looking for, any sort of tools, whether it's for the kitchen or really anything, a lot of our products have actually come from people asking like, oh, do you make something like this, or do you make this, or I've been looking for a spoon that kind of, you know, the long handle or this or that. And a lot of our products have come from that. So if there's anything, you know, that you've been looking for, we'd love to give it a try. We'd love to see if we can make something like that. We're always up for a challenge. So I think just to kind of throw that in there, send us a message if you have an idea. We love to hear from you, things that you're looking for. We're always open to try.
One of the things that Lydia also had mentioned was how we choose to go to, say, the local coffee shop and just give them support versus a larger coffee chain or whatever you want to call it. We do prefer to support smaller local companies that could provide for the same types of products. Oftentimes, it will be maybe a little bit more expensive. But I think this is one of those areas that we have chosen to focus on. And we realize not everyone maybe has the same mindset, but we know enough people that do. And we want to encourage that.
And especially worth it when the quality is so much better as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, compare a local coffee shop to just, you know, coffee you can quickly get at the grocery stores. The quality is just immensely better at a local coffee shop. So,
and I mean, I think we've lost something. You think back to like 100 years ago, there was one butcher shop, there was one baker, there was, you know, everyone went to the cobbler for shoes. It was, but now you can go to Walmart and just get everything in one go. You can get your medicine, your bread, and your toothpaste all in the same place.
Yeah.
So we've lost that almost independent stores that people want to support.
Right.
So funny you say that. Yet again, you know, here we are as FGG Designs, and we've got woodworking and leather crafting. And we've got so many.
Okay, scrap
areas.
What I just said.
Yeah, but no, absolutely not. Because actually, yeah. you hit on the real issue there. Because what did you have back then that you don't have in the
community.
Big stores? You had relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you knew the butcher. You knew the baker.
Yeah. The candlestick maker.
Yeah, the candlestick maker. You communicated with them on a regular basis. You know, they know you and you know them.
Yeah.
And that is certainly, I think, what we miss.
And everyone comes together and helps everybody out.
Yeah. Right.
But now it's just, like I said, we've missed that. We've lost that community that we once had, say, 100 years ago.
But you get that with your local coffee shops. I mean, we've got one just down the road. And, you know, we don't go there that often. But when we do, we start recognizing, oh, that's a new person. Oh, that person's working here part time or just for the season. And you start building those relationships.
When you look at grandpa and grandma, I mean, we won't say the store they go to, but they've developed a relationship with every single person in that store and they know them by name. And every year they get Christmas cards.
Yes, absolutely.
It's friendly. It's nice.
And you can tell those people really value that.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, these are things that we stimulate and want to promote. So this is, I'd say, the end of our segment two. Let's go on to segment three. So this last segment in this episode is maybe a little different, focus, maybe even, you know, a little different listener in this particular case. We'd like to briefly address the question, should you podcast? We sort of had to question this and maybe we still question it, but there is, because there's a lot of work that goes into that, and I'll talk briefly about that in a minute, but we just want to briefly look at the pros and the cons of podcasting. Why would someone podcast? Why wouldn't you? First of all, the pros, it's been, there's a lot of research that's done now on this medium. And one of those things is that people listen more exclusively to podcasts than any other media source. So we live in an age where we have so many different kinds of input coming at us. And we can even, you know, I even find myself, for instance, when I'm working on projects on my computer or whatever, I might even have the TV on, even though I'm not really looking at it, watching it. I'm listening to it. And that even partially.
That's quite funny. I've watched movies with you before and I'm like, oh, when did he die?
Yeah.
And
it's like... yeah. Things like that will happen certainly when it comes to movies for me. But, the interesting thing is with podcasts is podcasts are listened to very specifically. People are wanting information, want to connect up with the podcaster. And so that's one of the pros. Besides it being the most exclusive form of media, it's also the most listened to media source. Listeners generally become more committed to a brand through podcasting. And I mean, I think we've sort of already expressed that in some of the other thoughts that we talked about. As they, you know, become familiar with you, start to know you through your podcast, they become more and more committed to that. And this is what we also find as we purchase products and we seek to stimulate and purchase from companies similar to ours. We enjoy these people, even though they don't know us, you know, we enjoy them and we feel connected to them because of either their podcast, their way of presenting and communicating with us, their personal touch. And then another pro would be because it's digital media, the listener base can be measured more accurately than other media sources. That means that it's downloaded. And when we download things, that's tracked. Now, I know we don't always, you know, think about these things, and it's maybe a scary thought, and it's maybe a healthy scary thought that, you know, when we're online, everything we do online is tracked. And I think that on the one hand is a good thing because it can sort of keep us accountable, especially when it comes to the internet. There's all kinds of things out there, many things that we should not be involved with at all. And so it's good to remember that nothing that we do online goes unnoticed. It's tracked, it's logged, it can be used against us or for us based on our habits. But that's one of the cool things about podcasting. We can gain a better understanding of where listeners are or if people are really even listening to us. So, you know, thinking a couple months or maybe a couple years down the road, you know, if this podcast disappears, you probably can conclude that we found out that, you know, nobody was really listening to us. And that's something that we can track because it's digital. Well, now on to the cons. Putting together a podcast takes considerable time, money, and labor. And we are seeing that, well, for one, as we look at the table, there's all kinds of equipment here. It takes money to podcast. And the preparation time is considerable. Hmm. When you think of every minute of podcasting takes 5 to 15 minutes of preparation. And we've noticed that. But it, you know, when we're researching things, like especially on this particular podcast, we've done a little bit more research in relationship to the definition and the origin of podcasting. But even, you know, the pros and cons, I'm learning a lot as I spend time trying to figure out what's podcasting, why should we podcast. We've had to think about some of these things, and it does take time to do the research.
I think another con is it takes you a considerably lot of time before you even realize whether it's worth it, whether it's working.
Right.
I mean, you could have spent hours and hours. I mean, we could have been spending hours and hours on these podcasts to realize by episode 10, 11, that it's just not working. Or even further down the line, episode 50, if we a little bit didn't get that far, to find out, oh, this didn't actually work. We spent a lot
of
time.
I'm sure that even from all that, we'll still be learning valuable things.
Oh, yeah. And I personally find this fun. So I'm not exactly burdened by this.
Right.
Oh. But it's just, if you are trying to do it for a living, or if you want to try and, because I know you can make money from podcasting.
Yeah.
That's not why we're doing this. This is more just to know our customers, as we said before.
Right.
But if you are trying to do this for a living, or you really want to be known, if that's why you're doing it, you can spend so much time before you realize it's just not working.
Right. Well, and this, again, it's interesting how as we are communicating about these things, it automatically pops up new questions and thoughts in our heads. This is why we want you listeners to give us feedback.
Yes.
And, you know, as you guys are listening to these first podcasts that we're putting out there, it'd be great to hear from you. To first of all, know, are you guys listening? Are there listeners out there? But is how there you're taking these things. What was that?
No, I already said, is there anybody out there?
Are you there? Knock, knock.
So please give us feedback back. Let us know that you are listening and what you think of our podcast. Like we mentioned earlier, are there ways that we can improve things?
And also, these first few episodes we've been doing are more introductory, setting the foundations for our podcast.
So we're going to get in the meat soon.
Yeah, this isn't the meat or the bread and butter of our... I just had to make it British. I'm sorry. This is not the bread and butter of our podcast yet. We haven't actually even got to the artisanry, whatever that word is, part of the podcast yet. It's,
I think we should know that word.
Artisanry. We haven't got to the main bulk of our podcast yet.
Yeah. But at the same time, at least this will give you a feel for how the
style won't change.
The style won't change.
Who we are. And our personalities what the podcast is going to be like.
Yeah.
Great. Well, there's so much information online about podcasting, and we just wanted to give you a basic introduction for those that know nothing of podcasting, what it entails. I can tell you this, these podcasts are probably not the norm. I don't think I've really ever heard a family style podcast before. There are a couple of podcasts that we listen to where there are a group of people talking, and that's great. And there is more communication around the table. So there are some table talk podcasts out there, but there's some great resources if you're considering podcasting for whatever reason. Maybe there's some things that you're passionate about and would love to let other people know of. Maybe podcasting is something that you can be involved with and you'd like to be involved with. And one of the resources that I've been really encouraged by and learned a lot is The School of Podcasting by David Jackson. If you're getting into podcasting, certainly look his podcast up. I've enjoyed getting to know him through his podcast. One of the points that he makes, and I will make here too, is that if you're looking for resources, and there's a lot of resources out there, resources on YouTube, on podcasts and things like that, just make sure they're up to date. There's a lot of older how-tos on podcasting that are really not that relevant anymore. And just like any craft, any thing that we are involved with over time, things develop and
especially
improve.
In technology.
And so in that sense, if you go out there, you know, don't be looking at these old podcasts on how to podcast back in 2012, because we're in 2018 and we've got a lot going for us. So we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. We hope that it's been profitable. We've tried to give you a little bit of understanding of what podcasting is and also why we in particular have decided to go this route. And we look forward to interacting with you throughout this coming year. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. We hope you have been motivated by today's topics to excel in your craft, but most importantly, to live for God's glory. If you have any questions about this episode, please write us at podcast@fggdesigns.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or visit us at fggdesigns.com.